The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Different combinations seemingly every hour. And, man, I'm honored to be joined by Doran Dickerson, Jeff Hathorn with you, which... Gorgeous Charlie Borges. By the way, we mentioned this last time I was on the air. You realize that he's, like, worked that into his first name.
Gorgeous Charlie Borges, huh?
Honestly, it wasn't me. It was Pony and Muller.
It was the world that identified him as gorgeous. Right.
Well, Starkey gave me the nickname Nelly, which we already have Nelly back in our Greentree Studios and Joel Nelson.
Right.
So we needed to differentiate it, and Starkey, everybody knows, is very stubborn, didn't want to change it, so Pony and Muller gave me Gorgeous Charlie Borges, which I have heard before, and now everybody comes up to me and asks, are you Donnie? And I say, no, I'm Charlie. And they go, oh, Gorgeous Borges. So I figured I'd just cut out the middleman and just say, hi, you probably have heard my name as Gorgeous Borges before.
Well, I know Gorgeous Borges. Listen to this, Jeff. Earlier, he walked up whenever he first got here, and he had two... looked like bagels wrapped in foil. And I was like, what do you got there? And he was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what? What is that? And he was like, yeah, New Jersey. It's from New Jersey, because he's obviously from New Jersey, big Devils fan. And I was like, what is it? Explain to the people what you gave me, because it was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
So I gave you...
And it's from New Jersey?
It's a New Jersey delicacy. It's called pork
pizza?
Roll.
Oh. Pork roll.
No, pork roll. Two separate words, pork roll. There is a war in the state of New Jersey where the northern half calls it Taylor ham, and the central and southern parts of it call it pork roll. I'm from central Jersey, so it's pork roll. Basically, it's like a spiced ham, like bologna, but it's on steroids pretty much. Has cured every hangover that I've ever had. Get it with a little bit of a runny egg with cheddar cheese on an egg everything bagel.
Seriously.
The greasier the brown paper bag it comes in, if the bag isn't falling apart, it's not a good breakfast sandwich.
It was one of the best things I've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
And it ain't nothing but jumbo.
It ain't.
That's all I see.
Jumbo. What it is. Exactly what it is.
Can't really get it around here either.
You made that though.
Yeah, at home. Yep.
You made it at home.
Normally I bring home like four or five boxes of the pork roll, and
you got any left in the fridge?
I have two boxes of
because we're
eight
on
slices.
At six.
Right, we're going to need it tomorrow.
I mean, if I can't, I ran out of bagels, so I'll have to go get some more. I mean, I can if you want
like
me to.
No.
Yeah, that
sounds
no.
like a no.
Jeff, honestly, though, it was one of the best things I've ever eaten. Really? I was like, this is unbelievable.
Normally it comes with like salt, pepper, ketchup, one
pretty
of those
good.
Things.
It's pretty good.
Wow.
But I just
nice.
Put a little butter in the pan, let the grease take care of the rest.
Pretty good, Jeff.
It is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. We are at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It has been a blast. I have only been here for a few hours because I was on the south side. And not much happened over there. And then 2 o'clock happened. And it's like one of those things, that quick inside. Like, I'm working on a story about Cam Hayward. He said some good stuff about the young defensive lineman and what it was like when he was first coming up, when Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith, Brett Kiesel, Ziggy Hood, already on the line. And, like, he was looking for a spot and how it's different. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good story. Then 2 o'clock hit. Excuse me. And we were in the Steelers like media, internal media, and all of a sudden it's like something you'd see in a movie. All of a sudden, did you see this? Oh, and like everybody was just getting the alerts that Aaron Rodgers, it's official, he's coming. We've all kind of guessed this. Kabali and I were laughing earlier because we both kind of said, you know, it's going to happen during the five alarm.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
because
exactly
because once
what we
voluntary
said.
Was over, he's going to sign because he didn't want the perception of like he signed 2 weeks ago and doesn't show up.
And doesn't
for
show up, right? Which I kind of respect him for because if you're a veteran, you know, and especially if you're an Aaron Rodgers veteran, a Hall of Fame veteran that still can play, like nobody wants to. Or honestly, he doesn't even need to go to, OTAs. I mean, they're voluntary. They're more for rookies and, you know, first, second-year players. He doesn't need that. So I kind of respect him for waiting it out until minicamp. You know, he's going to attend minicamp next week, right? That's next week.
Yep.
And that'll be the first time. We probably will hear him speak, and we're also probably going to hear Tomlin speak as well. So we did expect this, but now it's real. And what does that do for the Steelers? And everybody has a different opinion, especially everybody on our station, Jeff. Like, I mean, from Mueller to Pony, I mean, some like it, some don't like it. I'm in the camp where if you're trying to win this year, if you're trying to win, which I believe that the Steelers are always going to be trying to win, he gives you your best chance. He gives you a way better chance than Mason Rudolph and what you have right now at the quarterback position.
So it's not apples to apples, but it's not like they signed a 35-year-old running back to come here, and they're blocking Jaylen Warren
right.
and Caleb Johnson. You're blocking a sixth-rounder that wouldn't play. You're blocking Mason, who, I mean, everybody wants to say, oh, he could be that next guy that finds it at age 29, but there's no guarantee there. And Skylar Thompson's a journeyman, all due respect. He has been in his career. And it's a one-year deal. So you draft one next year, you're not stuck to a Aaron Rodgers contract.
Right.
And if he finds some kind of lightning in a bottle or becomes this, you know, has this resurgent year, then it gives you a better opportunity to win.
Yeah.
And again, the biggest thing for me is no ties beyond this year.
Right. Right. I mean, he's literally the definition of a stopgap quarterback right now. And listen, like, that's where the Steelers are. They're a stopgap team at this point, and I think they're realizing that. And they have their eyes set on next year. And what's fascinating about all of this is that, so you're going to get to see a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers who's going to be a Hall of Famer, see if he has anything left in the tank, see how far they can go. I tend to believe that if they get another piece, if they, you know, get another decent receiver, that they have a decent chance to compete better than they have, right? But what's fascinating to me about all this is that no matter what, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a Steeler next year, and the Steelers are going to draft a quarterback. It makes this college football season so damn fascinating because we're going to be paying attention to 10 quarterbacks in college football that could possibly be the next Steelers quarterback.
And the 10 that you're paying attention to right now are going to be different by midseason and different by the end of the season.
Yes, it's going to be different from whenever we get to this point next year, maybe obviously in April of next year.
The exception of Manning, the other names are going to fluctuate.
You don't think Manning might fluctuate?
No, I think regardless, he is going to be in that list at the end of the year.
He'll be in the list. Yes. Do you think he'll be the number one? Because
well,
I mean, he's been talking
about
that.
That could change.
So you got Sellers. So, I mean, how many times have we watched a South Carolina game? Like, how many times if South Carolina's on TV, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put the South Carolina game over LSU and Florida? Never.
Kate Klubnik.
I will this year.
You're going to watch Cade Klubnik
this year. I watched Nussmeier at LSU. We're going to watch, obviously, Aller at Penn State. I mean, that's right up the road. So all these now
and there's always
college games,
a couple that come out of nowhere.
That'll spark, too.
Who would have thought Will Howard would be a draft pick?
Right.
I mean, you knew he transferred, but you're like, eh.
Right. You're just like, okay, like this is maybe a guy, and he leads him to a national championship. So this year, like in a hole from now until this time next year, is going to be very fascinating. It's very good for our job, but it's going to be very fascinating if you're a Steelers fan because you're going to see what Aaron Rodgers can give you. You're going to see if he has one more throw left in him, and if he can go out there and try to give, you know, put the magic on the Steelers. But at the end of the day, you know that the Steelers are going to draft a quarterback next year, and there's going to be a plethora of quarterbacks that are going to be playing college football this year, and you're going to be able to see all of them. That's what I thought was so fascinating about Skeens, is because we got to see Skeens in college pitch. Like, they were in the World Series, LSU, and they were on ESPN. That's why I thought Skeens was so fascinating to me, because we got to see him. You never really get to see college baseball players, but we got a chance to see him for like a week. And we got to, you know, kind of get introduced to him before the
well, him
the
and his teammate.
And his teammate, Dylan Cruz.
Right. So it was going to
So we knew, like,
same
oh,
team. Like,
right.
How often does that happen?
And that's why I think that the allure of Skeens was so high whenever they drafted him, because we just watched him pitch in the College World Series, and we got to see him with our own eyes. And we're going to be able to do this with these quarterbacks.
So people will say all the time, like, why is the NFL draft such a big deal? I think there's a couple of reasons. One, the NFL draft is a sign of hope for every team. If you're the worst team, this draft might be the one that gets you in the right direction. Or you're a great team, it's like, who are we going to add to our team? The other part of it is we watch the college games.
Yeah.
More so than we watch college baseball.
Right.
We don't have an NBA team, so even though you watch college basketball, there's no NBA team here. And hockey players come from all over the world. You can see these guys. That's why these mock drafts get so crazy, because you think you see something or somebody thinks they see something, and you never agree with any mock draft that comes out.
Right.
That's what makes it so much fun. And you're right. I think that's a really good point. Here's what I think the Steelers did well also. They didn't reach for a quarterback in the draft. They built on their foundation. They needed defensive linemen. Got that. Needed another running back. They got help in areas where they needed to improve. They brought in a playmaking receiver to a long-term contract.
Yep.
So it's not just putting it all in for 2025 and hoping you can get into the playoffs and then make some kind of magic. It's, okay, if that happens with Aaron Rodgers, great. If not, we got a lot of these guys back next year. And we're building towards something without – having just gone and taken a chance on a Jackson Dart or somebody that you're not 100% sure on.
Yeah, you know, Shedeur Sanders, obviously, he was connected to the Steelers. Jalen Milroe was connected to the Steelers. Jackson Dart, you know, you're right. They didn't reach for a quarterback this year. They took a quarterback in the later rounds in Will Howard that I personally think that Will Howard's going to have a long career in the NFL. I don't know how many chances he's going to get, but whenever he does get those chances, I think he's going to take advantage of them. That's just my take in what I see in Will Howard. He's going to be around for a long time. I don't necessarily know if it's the Steelers, but if you could figure out a way this year to give Will Howard a lot of reps in training camp and right now, like, does Aaron Rodgers need 1,000 reps? No, he doesn't. So give them to Will Howard at this point. You have Aaron Rodgers. You were giving them to Mason. Give them to Will Howard and see if he could be that backup or that competition to that young rookie quarterback next year.
Yeah, I get how you want him to work in, but he's got to be your three. Not Skylar Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Skylar Thompson's out.
So maybe you have him in for – they always have four camp arms.
Right.
So maybe
you have
him in for a camp arm. But even in the preseason games, he should be ahead of Skylar Thompson.
No doubt.
You shouldn't be running reps of Skylar Thompson.
No doubt.
If you want to put him in the fourth quarter, but he should get those opportunities. I don't know what Will Howard is. Like, I thought Will Howard – and I've told you guys this during the season. Like, as an Ohio State grad, I'm watching. I'm like – you see him miss throws. Then the Michigan game happened. You're like, dude, this guy. And then with, like, that entire fan base on his back.
Yeah.
Like, all over him, to where they went into that first playoff game, and there were a lot of Tennessee fans in Ohio Stadium. And all of a sudden, he stepped up in the biggest moment. And I tell you for a fact that, like, Tomlin was like, eh. But after he went through that playoff run and played the way he did against the best competition, I know he's got great receivers. He showed something. He needs some more. I think he needs more. He needs time.
Oh, yeah.
There are things he needs to work on, but he's intriguing, and you don't need to play him this year.
Right. I think that what I know about Will Howard that is intriguing and that we didn't see this past year is he's a lot more athletic than people – than he played this year. Like, if you go back 2 years and watch him at Kansas State and how he ran and some of the things, you know, the off plays that he would make and create and run and use his legs and, you know, throw on the run. Like, he can do that stuff. He didn't really have to do that as much this year because he had so many weapons at Ohio State. But he is actually a lot more athletic, I think, than people think. And I think that that's a big, you know, asset and plus to his game.
So he hears all of that. His teammates hear all of that. But he's able to get in that huddle with players that are more athletic than him, that are better than him, that were higher recruited than him, and able to lead them.
Right.
That's something I want to take a chance on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, Ohio State guys, just in general, they're almost – you can't really miss, right? Like, I mean, that's why they took Jack Sawyer in the fourth round. You know, if you get a Ohio State guy, I mean, these guys are practicing like an NFL team. They're practicing against high talent. They're practicing against NFL talent. And – that's why that they're always, to me, a solid pick. I mean, you get that with Alabama, too. You get that with Georgia players. There's certain teams, like four or five teams in college football, where if you take a guy from that school, like, you're going to get an NFL player. You're going to get a solid pick out of them.
But there have been some bad quarterbacks to come out of there, but it's a sixth rounder.
Right.
Brian St. Pierre was a sixth rounder.
Right, like, right.
Okay, it was a sixth rounder.
Right.
It's not something higher where
it's
you could
have first rounder. I mean, obviously, C.J. Stroud is probably one of the ones that debunked that. And I know Doug Whaley, he's a, you know, he always believed in, you know, I would never draft a Ohio State quarterback. But I think C.J. Stroud is on the right path.
Fan Twitter's Fan X, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We are at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We are here until 10:30 tomorrow morning, live, straight through, a whole bunch of different hosts between now and then. We are taking donations via the text line, via the Don's Appliances text line. You can text FIRE to 412-207-3456 and make a donation courtesy of Don's Appliances. You can also go at 937thefan.com. We are helping out these volunteer firemen. Dorn, you spend a lot of time around these guys. I can't emphasize the word volunteer enough. Like, they come here for no pay, because it's the right thing to do for their community. And we're not just helping, if you think, oh, you're just helping St. Clair. There are a number of fire stations that are part of the 5 Alarm this year. Proceeds are going to benefit them. And this equipment costs money.
Yeah.
It costs money to be able to go in and save somebody's life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the effort and the time that they put in. I mean, Crowley put on, you know, fireman's suit and tried to go through the obstacle course upstairs, and he could barely get through it. And, you know, just thinking that that's an obstacle course and it's not a real house or a real fire, and his respect, I watched him walk out. I couldn't get through it, and his eyes are real big. I can't believe these guys do this. Like, I can't believe these guys volunteer their time to go try to rescue people because they care about people. They get up from their dinner tables and they leave their families in the middle of the night to go to a call that somebody is, you know, in a bad spot. So just so much respect for everybody here, and you know, this is awesome what we're doing, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
This hour is brought to you by Glick Fire Equipment. We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. Also, there is a former NFL player who's now a fire chief. We're going to discuss who that firefighter is. Also, I've got a list. When Aaron Rodgers was a rookie, you might be surprised some of the names of some of the leaders in big categories. Ooh. In the NFL his rookie year. We'll see how many you can get, Dorn, as
All right.
We continue. Jeff Hathorn, Dorn Dickerson, Gorgeous Charlie Borges, Joel Nelson, and the controls back at the studio. It's a Fan 5 Alarm Marathon here from Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to be back outside tomorrow at 6. The Pirate game, by the way, is going to start at 10 tonight.
Oh, wow.
Great shirt. Spaceballs, the T-shirt. Do you ever see some?
Oh, I've seen, yeah, definitely.
Merchandising. Yeah. Merchandising.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, dude.
He had a nice run in the
dark
80s
helmets.
And 90s. Yeah.
Let's go to ludicrous speed.
Oh, I gotta, you know, I gotta rewatch it. I haven't watched that in a while.
That movie. I watched that with my daughter when she was like 18. She laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
So good.
And there was a couple of things I had to explain to her just because of time references, but it was like, it's a funny movie.
Yeah, John, it is really funny.
Was John Candy's
John,
in it.
John Candy, Bill Pullman, maybe?
Yep.
Oh,
it's
a good one.
It is a good movie. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler. Since his rookie year, let's look at some of the people, and most of these have local ties. So, Doran, I want to quiz you.
All right.
About who did what. Who was the lead punter in the NFL Aaron Rodgers' rookie year?
Andy Lee.
We're here in Upper St. Clair, South Hills. Andy Lee, best punter. He was the best punter in the league that year. Who led in sacks?
2005. Who led in sacks? You said most of these have a local connection.
Most of these.
Strahan?
Strahan was seventh.
Oh, wow.
Jason Taylor was fifth.
Ah, see, William Hills.
Derek Burgess led in sacks.
Okay.
He led the NFL with two punt return touchdowns Aaron Rodgers' rookie year.
Oh, man. From the Bears. What am I blanking on? Punt return touchdowns. Who is it?
He also threw one of the greatest touchdown passes in Super Bowl history.
Randall.
Antoine Randall.
He led the NFL.
Two punt returns for touchdowns in Aaron Rodgers' rookie year.
Wow.
These two tied as the leading receiver in the NFL Aaron Rodgers' rookie year. Okay, one of them works for NFL Network, and the other one, I don't know if he's yet retired.
Larry Fitzgerald is one, and one works for NFL Network.
About half of Larry's size.
Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Nice.
Steve Smith and this guy were tied for the receiving touchdown lead with 12 Aaron Rodgers' rookie year.
Ooh. Terrell Owens?
Marvin Harrison, whose kid will be in his second year in the NFL this year. That's who led in touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers' rookie year, a guy whose kid is already a year into his NFL career. The rushing leader that year.
Sean Alexander.
Very good.
Nice.
Passes completed that year.
Peyton Manning.
No.
Five.
Here, I'll give you a clue.
Yeah, I need a clue. I need a clue here.
I might be giving you a clue right now by texting something.
It's not registering. By texting.
I was going to text a picture of something I
Brett Favre.
Will later regret texting a picture
Brett Favre.
Of. Brett Favre, 372. Passing touchdowns. AFC North with 32.
Carson Palmer,
very good.
Nice.
And the last one. He led the NFL in passing yards per game with 287 that year, 2005, Aaron Rodgers' rookie year.
Led the NFL, 287.
What part of the city, William?
South Hills.
Yeah.
Huh. Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon.
But did not go to high school in the South Hills.
Give me one more clue. Did not go to high school in the South Hills, but we're in the South Hills.
His sister was a really good basketball player.
Not Bulger.
Mark Bulger.
Nice.
Led the NFL in passing yards per game in Aaron Rodgers' rookie year.
Did he really? With the Rams?
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, there's a lot of local ties there.
Andy Lee, Mark Bulger, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Taylor,
Jason Taylor. Wow. That is
Randall L.
Doesn't that just bring you back, though? I mean, just
I just love doing that just to hear some of those names.
I love to hear some of those names. I mean, even names like Donald Driver. You know, just thinking about how productive he was, and just it's sad that some of these guys get forgotten because there were so many of them. And there's if you look back to somebody like Donald Driver and look at his stats, you're like, man, this guy was out there, you know, balling like back in 2005, 2004. A guy like Randall L. I mean, that's crazy that he had, you know, led the league in punt return touchdowns.
I want to see the connection of like who he was a teammate with that may have been a teammate with someone who played in, like, the 90s or something. You know, there's always that, like, who in 2005 may have played for the Packers
Brett?
That was teammates
Brett?
With somebody that played in the 90s, you know?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Brett Favre, right? Would that be one? Like, you mean Aaron Rodgers' teammate?
Yeah, I'm who might be someone that was a teammate with the Steeler from the 90s? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always something crazy like that, like the Kevin Bacon thing.
Or like the Jaromir Jagr teammates in the Stanley Cup Finals since for the last 40 years. One of Jaromir Jagr's teammates has been in the Stanley Cup Finals
since
the early 80s.
Wow.
Like, that's every crazy. Year, one of his teammates has been in the finals.
I remember my rookie year, I played with our punter was Matt Turk, and he was 42 years old. And I remember watching Matt Turk, like, whenever I was, like, a little kid. And, like, he literally could, like he I think he was drafted in, like, 89. I was born in 88, and I played with him in the NFL. He was drafted then. It was the most bizarre thing. I'm like, how the hell am I playing with Matt Turk?
Now, we're not done with the quizzing.
Oh, I love
Charlie
it.
Charlie has come up with the game he would like to play.
I would. It's my favorite game. Player A or Player B? And you get to decide who is Player A and Player B. And I have a bias towards one of these players. Player A, I'm 99.9% positive, was just inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And this is his sophomore year. 10 games played, 54 completion percentage, 8 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for 1,200 yards, rushed for 617 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
As a sophomore.
As a sophomore in 10 games. Got all that?
Mm-hmm.
Player B, sophomore year, played 12 games, so 2 more. 65.6% completion percentage, 18 touchdowns and 7 interceptions for 2,500 yards, 674 yards rushing, and 7 touchdowns. Who was Player A and who was Player B?
What year?
You need to get it,
Early 2000s for Player A, and Player B is still currently in college football.
Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson.
Michael Vick is Player A.
Yep.
That was his sophomore year?
That was his sophomore year.
Yeah.
Player B is still currently playing college football.
Oh, college football.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But yeah, okay. He's still playing college football.
Wait, how many touchdowns?
Rushing or passing? 18 passing, 7 rushing for Player B.
Drew Aller.
No, and no. He's the guy that I would love for the Steelers
Lenora
to draft.
Lenora Sellers.
It is Lenora Sellers.
Unreal. I like that.
Wow. One is in the College Football Hall of Fame, and the other one right now.
Wow.
Doubled his touchdowns and yardage for passing-wise, and is 19 years old.
Wow.
And that's why I think the Steelers should draft Lenora Sellers.
I love it. Charlie. I love it.
JSP.
Do you have another one for this game?
Or is no, that just that's just my favorite one.
That's the one? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can come up with another one.
We're going to have him do that.
Yeah, I love it.
We're going to take a timeout, and we want to remind you, we are here for the Upper St. Clair and all the volunteer fire departments that have signed up to be a part of the 5-Alarm Marathon this year. We're going to be back outside at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Everyone who stops out at 6 tomorrow will get raffle tickets for gift cards to the PA Market, to Centos Fire Protection in the fire protection lot, the parking lot gift cards from Globe Airport Parking, golf with Joe Starkey at Cedar Brook Golf Course. You've played with Joe, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he cheats.
How would you describe what that experience is like?
It's like I guess.
It's one of a kind. Like, you know, people say it's a one of a kind experience. Like, you can't get this anywhere else. I would say that. I just played it with them Saturday. It's one of a kind.
Like, I got a tattoo today, the 13-9 tattoo, to pay off a bet. And I feel like Joe Starkey, playing with Joe Starkey is like getting a tattoo. Like, you know, the initial idea is great. It's like, this looks great. And this is going to look awesome on my body. And then whenever you sit down and that needle's hitting your skin, you're like, why the bleep did I do this? This is ridiculous. This is tough. This stinks. It hurts.
You sound then, like Joe right now.
And then whenever you're done, you're like, oh, I'm done. Thank goodness.
But it's on us. And it's for a good cause. You could text FIRE to make a donation right now, and we're sincere about this. It's something we got behind last year. It's going to be something we do every year to help out the volunteer fire departments. Text FIRE to 412-201-3456, or just make a donation courtesy of Don's Appliances. You can go to 937thefan.com and make a donation as well. We've got some host combinations coming up. We'll preview that coming up. Plus, Charlie's coming up with another question, and then I've got a couple for you. And if you want to call in and talk Aaron Rodgers, we'll do that as well. He decided he's going to finally join the Steelers. 412-928-9370. It's a 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want to get this out of the way because last time I forgot to say it. So Fan Weather is brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. People have been waiting for this forecast all night. The Pirate game is going to start at 10. So what that means, and by the way, it's going to be cloudy overnight, chance of storms Friday afternoon, temps in the upper 70s. That means that Dan Zangrilli on KDK, thank you very much.
Yes.
On KDKA AM has been doing rain delay talk since 6:30.
Oh, for real? Oh, my God.
You know all these, we have all the people that are trying out right now. Do you want to try out? Do rain delay.
Yeah, that's tough. I remember my first one. It was like 5.5 hours. I had to do a show. It was like 3 hours, and then it was like, all right, I was going to throw it to the Pirates, and then rain delay. So then I ended up having to do it 5.5 hours. I was like, oh, man, am I cut out for this? You know, it was one of those soul-searching type shows.
Those are long. I mean, here we are saying this in a volunteer firehouse where people might be at a fire for 8 hours in 90-pound gear trying to, you know, risk their lives to rescue somebody. That's why we do what we do, and they do what they do, because they've got some insane souls. By the way, you ever watch? I mean, you know, there was this show, "Girls Gone Wild."
Oh,
Fan 5 Alarm Gone Wild. Sponsored by Living Treasures Animal Park in the Laurel Highlands, live from midnight to 5 a.m. We've got from 10 to midnight, Chris Muller and Harry Callis.
Oh, man. That's going to be interesting.
Callis has been here, like, all day.
And he's not just been here. He's been doing every single activity that you could think of. Then, every single activity.
Then at midnight to 2 is Donnie and Jack Hillgrove. So some Waynesburg talk sure in there. From 2 to 4 is Austin Bechtold and Harry Callis. Callis is on. This is like the Callis Marathon.
Yeah, Austin did just tell me. He said, if you are going to tell your children tonight, if you're having a difficult time falling asleep, just listen to us from 2 until 4. That's what Austin told me. I'm not being insulting. I'm just relaying a message there.
Jack Hillgrove and Jason Mackey from 4 to 6 a.m.
Oh, I asked Mackey if he was staying over, and he said yes, and I didn't know why. That would be the why.
And then Doran Hewitt, myself, and Donnie from 6 to 8. And then Crowley and Pony
to finish
bring
it
home.
Nice.
You guys want to jump on during that final 2.5 hours? Anybody, come on.
Well, then I'm on from 10:30 to 2.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah, really?
Because Joe's off.
Are you here or are you back
no,
in the
I'm
station?
No, I'm back in the studio.
So a nice sanitized environment away from all the hijinks.
Yeah, so you guys could go as long as you want.
10:27, I think. About as long as we can go.
Yep.
We got someone else coming in and making a donation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. I mean, people have been so generous in what they've done. I mean, you guys seen it bright and early.
We just had a nice little girl come in, Ruby, and it was the cutest thing in the world. Her dad, I think his name was Mark. Her name's the more important one. Come in here, super excited, on the way home from Imperial, I'm guessing for some sort of athletic event.
Imperial's a great place.
And they just wanted to stop, and they wanted to make a donation, and every bit helps. So super cool to see them.
So Doran was relaying this. What was it like putting on that fire gear?
The boots alone made it tough to walk up the steps. And then you put on the other 55 pounds of gear. And so Austin and I, we did the maze upstairs. And you're crawling through little tiny spaces. And you've got the air tank on the back. And you're sweating profusely. And we didn't do it the way they do it. The way they do it when they're training is they'll put the mask on, too. And they can, if they run out of oxygen, then they would fail the test. And they also do it with the lights off. We didn't do it with the oxygen. We did it with the lights on. And there's no fire. We're not trying to save anybody. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm not a guy that deals well with tiny spaces. I get freaked out very easily by things, and it's a super claustrophobic kind of deal. Austin did a great job. He made it all the way through. I had to tap out. And that's what these guys legitimately deal with on a volunteer basis. They ain't getting paid for it. They're doing that when everything's on the line to help people. And I mean, what I did is a minute fraction of what they actually go through when it counts. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. So I think when we read the statistics and we talk to the guys, you get this great understanding and it paints a picture and people come and donate and it's wonderful. I gain a different perspective, even a heightened perspective when I then did that. And it's an incredible thing that these guys do, that these people do. And they'll get up at a dinner
where
tables, and there's Johnny the barber, and he wants to fight Doran, or I should say the other way around.
Where are you going?
Hey, I'd like to know. Yeah.
Right out here. Why? Do you need something?
Yeah. What do you need? Something?
I'll fix it.
Huh?
You'll fix it?
Yeah, I'll
fix
it. little high jinks up in here. I think it's
Doran is in Johnny's face right
he
now.
Is, yeah.
We should describe this play by play. And Johnny the barber and Doran Dickerson.
Johnny complimented my haircut earlier
today.
Did
he really?
Yeah, he did.
Well, he would know.
He would.
He would know.
Who's up next?
We'll continue talking here. We have a, I mentioned this earlier, and I would say it's Ohio State, but, you know, John is here, and he's preoccupied. Remember Antonio Pittman? Do you remember him playing
for
the Colts?
I do.
He retired and then decided he was going to become a firefighter. He is a firefighter in Middletown, Ohio.
Really?
He thought he came from a situation in inner city Akron, and when he wanted to give back and decided his way of giving back was to become a firefighter, and now he's given back to his community by becoming a firefighter.
Man, which is, that's really cool.
Which is pretty awesome.
When you go from where he was and then you go and you do that, you've lived a life, right? And I think it's one of the coolest things you could possibly do. And it's an honorable thing, too, whenever you're a firefighter.
Yeah, it is. It is a very honorable thing. Dorn, we were talking, we mentioned in teasing Antonio Pittman. Do you remember him with the Colts?
Running back.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
He became a firefighter.
Oh, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Nice.
In Middletown, Ohio.
Yeah, he was
Ohio.
A beast. He was a beast. Who did he play for the Falcons too?
He may have. I just remember him with the Colts and with the Rams.
With the Rams too, okay. He's a beast.
Now Charlie's got his question, so I think now is the perfect time to do this. Charlie.
Player A or Player B, Mr. Crowley. That's the game that we're playing. Player A, this is senior year, by the way, for both of these players. Player A, senior year, 13 games, 65% completion percentage, 4,904 yards, 37-9 touchdown to interception ratio. Player B, senior year, same thing, 12 games instead of 13, 60.2% completion percentage for 3,819 yards for 36-11 touchdown to interception ratio. Who is player A and who is player B?
We need some context.
Player A.
I would say narrowing it down would be helpful.
Okay, so player A played in the 2010s. We all know him well. Player B played in the 90s, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
Elway?
No. Player B, I'll do it one more time. This is college stats.
Oh, okay.
Senior year for player A. 13 games, 65% completion percentage. 4,904 yards, 37-9. 2010s. Player B, senior year, 12 games, 60.2%. So down 5% from player A. 3,819 yards passing. 36-11 touchdown to interception ratio. Who played in the 90s?
Klingler.
No.
One of those is Rudolph.
Player A is Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Good job.
Well
and the,
done.
And the other played in the 90s. Can you give us one more
help
clue?
Us narrow this.
He has a prominent family member.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.